Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal judge grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. He is also examining the possibility that the president may have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
Our position hasn't changed since day one, and I think we are seeing now that if there was any collusion with Russia, it was between the DNC and the Clintons and certainly not our campaign.
The Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. Among the details of the contract attracting attention are pay rates about five times higher than what is normal in Puerto Rico. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded less than a week after the hurricane to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana and in the hometown of U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke has denied any role in the issuance of that contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities in Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of the U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. This is VOA News.